If you search for this show on the world's most popular search engine, or if you're watching on YouTube, then you've used a Google product to get here. This week, Google is in the news because the U.S. Justice Department and 8 states have sued Google, accusing the company of harming their competition in the online advertising market. For years, critics have said that Google has exploited their power and thwarted any competition. They say Google has used anti-competitive, exclusionary, and unlawful means to create a monopoly over digital advertising, and that they've acquired their rivals through anti-competitive mergers. This move is the Biden administration's first big antitrust case against a big tech company. The 8 states span both U.S. coasts and include California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Virginia. And while lawmakers and regulators have expressed concerns about Google in the past, they've failed to pass new legislation or regulations. The last antitrust complaint against Google was issued by the Trump administration in 2020. So let's hear now from CNN's Anna Stewart, based in the London Bureau, who has more on what we can expect from Google.
Allegations that Google holds too much control are nothing new. But this latest legal broadside from the U.S. Justice Department, its first major antitrust case under the Biden administration, has certainly ramped up the pressure. Now, this complaint argues that Google has actively and illegally dominated the digital advertising market for many years, as detailed by the U.S. Attorney General in a press conference Tuesday.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
Now, the lawsuit accuses the tech giant of controlling too much of the ecosystem of digital advertising, including 3 main areas. Firstly, the technology used by major website publishers to offer ad space. Secondly, the tools used by advertisers to buy that space. And thirdly, the largest automated ad exchange, essentially linking the publisher with the advertiser. The U.S. government is calling for Google to be broken up and forced to spin off at least its online advertising exchange and ad server for publishers. Google responded with a statement saying, "Today's lawsuit from the DOJ attempts to pick winners and losers in the highly competitive advertising tech sector." Goes on to say their flawed argument would slow innovation, raise advertising fees, and make it harder for thousands of small businesses and publishers to grow. Google is not new to fighting antitrust legal battles. The DOJ sued Google for its dominance in web searches in 2020. The EU Commission launched an antitrust probe into its conduct in digital advertising last year and has already fined Google 3 times in antitrust cases, totaling more than $9 billion so far.